Well, thank you so much for the warm welcome, and I bring you greetings from Heath down the road. Last week, I was listening to a song in Cafe Nero. I'd had my birthday, my 31st birthday, and for a gift, I was given Cafe Nero vouchers. So Cafe Nero, so if you ever, you know, want to treat me, Cafe Nero is the place I like. And something came on the, you know, the speaker. Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You. The 1973 classic song. I'm not going to sing it. I don't know why I came here tonight. I've got the feeling that something ain't right. You can see I'm a poetic fellow. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to my right. Do you know what's coming next? Very good, I'm impressed. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Now, you might be thinking that's not an Easter song, and you'd be right. Stuck in the middle with you. Stuck is an old English word. I studied English, like your pastor, and it means, in the older sense, to stab or to pierce someone in place. Think of a pig, you know, in the medieval feast. I don't think you're having pig today, you're having soup, aren't you? And when you know what that means, I don't know, that song last week was starting to play on my mind. Look at the 33rd verse of Luke 23. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, one on his left. So very briefly today, I'm going to use the lyrics of that song so that we can come closer to Calvary. I've got the feeling that something ain't right. That's what we're looking at first. One on his right, one on his left, secondly. And then finally, I'm going to change the final line of that song. Not stuck in the middle with you, but stuck in the middle for you. Okay? So I've got the feeling that something ain't right. Come with me to that place, Golgotha, isn't it? A famous place which even the atheist knows about. Outside the city wall, are you with me? Let's walk out the gate. The rubbish dump of Jerusalem, a hopeless place of execution. The creaking crosses. The eerie hush that ensues whilst humanity takes the breath of another. Human taking the breath of human. Humanity sinking to its lowest. I've got the feeling something ain't right. And the name of the place is Calvary, isn't it? It's Golgotha. The locals call it Golgotha. From the Greek cranion, Calvary, the place of the skull, it's a place of death. Death is a horrible thing, isn't it? It's not called the last enemy for nothing. So we've got three crosses there. We've got the man on the middle cross, three men, and the account, doesn't it, describes these two figures, not so much jokers and clowns. But what does the Bible tell us? They're called kagurgos, they're criminals. They're evildoers, they're sinners. Do you know what sin is? Yeah? They're rebels. The other accounts calls them robbers or terrorists. Take your pick. That in itself is a fulfillment of an old prophecy from Isaiah 53 that said that Christ would be, do you remember this? Would be numbered with the transgressors. The law keeper is treated as a law breaker. I've got the feeling something ain't right. Did you notice in our reading when Owen was taking us through that place, it got dark in the middle of the day. There's an eclipse coming soon, isn't there, in America? Dark at noon, not 3 minutes, 3 long hours. Darkness in the Old Testament was always a sign that God was judging. God was angry. The Creator seems to be donning on its funeral clothes because something ain't right, you see? Take note, Park End. This is no mere death those years ago. This is no normal day. The perfect, spotless Lamb of God, the Son of God, is dying the death of the criminal and the lights are going out. I've got the feeling something ain't right. But let's zoom in, secondly, shall we? Jokers to the left of me. Clowns to the... I've got the song wrong already. I knew this would happen. But I'm not going to sing it. Who's writing this? He's a doctor. Dr. Luke. He enjoys telling his stories using twos. Have you noticed that? If you remember Sunday school, you've got Mary and Martha, the two sisters. You've got two pregnant women at the beginning of the story, Mary and Elizabeth. You've got, I'm not going to do a quiz. Two people come in to the temple. And then we've got two sinners here, haven't we? We've got two deaths, and there'll be two conversations, like we saw in our reading, two decisions, two destinies. This scene, my friends, is history, but it's also your story. The one on the left or the one on the right? How do they react to the man in the middle? How do you react to the man on the middle cross? Well, let's look at the first one, shall we? First man. This guy's guilty. This guy ends up a real clown, doesn't he? Because Jesus is there. And verse 38 tells us that this man railed against Christ, shouting, didn't he? Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. Bitter contempt. Are you here today? Is man number one in the pew? We get an insight here into his heart. He probably lived a dark life. He probably done evil things. And yet he comes face to face with the remedy. The doctor's given us the remedy here of everything. But there's no reverence. There's no repentance turning here. No, there's just sarcasm and contempt. Familiar to you? See, people want help from God, don't they, when it's convenient. They want the practical help. But in their heart, they won't have that man rule over them. Is that you this morning? Even though in the Bible he does ask Jesus to deliver him, he does not believe in his heart. I don't know you this morning. I don't know your past. I don't know what you're thinking now, whether you're looking forward to soup or the wonderful feast in the manse. I don't know if you're one of the 12 guests. 12, lovely number. I don't know you. But what I do know you is that sin is a problem for us all. And if your sin is undealt with, you're not ready to die this morning. And if you're not ready to die, you know the old saying, you're not ready to live. Are you like that thief? A clown of a man. Another recorder called Matthew tells us that the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him at the beginning in the same way. They were really jokers and clowns at the beginning of the story. You think that'd be the last thing they'd be doing when they're nailed to what the Romans called the unlucky tree. But something changed with one of them, didn't it? You see, by nature, we're all rebels. We're all clowns, if you like. We won't have him rule over us. But you see, one of them would die alone. And he'd go into the dark. Is that your destiny? Let's move to the other side, shall we? Man number two. I don't know what changed. Maybe it was Jesus' gentle manner. How he spoke to his mother from the most unlikely of places. He felt sorry for his mother. I don't know. Maybe it was the writing that was plastered above his head. Something changed in one of the criminals. Something happened. He knew that the man on the middle cross shouldn't be there. He, at last, he couldn't listen to the other guy. If you've got your Bible, look at verse 40 to 41. There's a change. But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." What we're seeing in this verse, my friends, is what we say in Carmarthenshire. You may have noticed I'm not a Cardiff boy. He's wising up. And the most wise person, John Calvin tells us, is a man who knows himself, but doesn't finish there, but who starts to know who that man on the middle cross really is. Yeah? He's wising up. This man never went to Sunday school. He never studied theology. But he did know he wasn't ready to die. Comparing himself to the man in the middle, he knew he was in danger. And just in time, just at the end of his time, what does he say? "Remember me, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Do you notice what he says exactly? "Jesus, remember me." This is one of the very few occasions that someone calls Jesus by his name in the Gospels. "Jesus, remember me." Do you know what Jesus means? Joshua or Yeshua, salvation, savior, remember me. Back in the Bethlehem story, some of you would have dressed up like shepherds. I can see a few wise men and a few unwise men. No, enjoy it. I wonder if anyone was a Herod here. But do you remember the words of the angel to Joseph? This is a very rare thing where a parent doesn't get to pick the child's name. "You shall call his name Jesus." Why? Do you remember? I can hear whispers. "For he will save his people from their sins." That's the best news ever. Because your sin, if it's undealt with, is a problem for you this morning. But this thief, he didn't know his Bible. He wasn't a Calvinistic, Methodist, Presbyterian who went to Sunday school, Band of Hope. No, he simply called on his Savior, didn't he? He simply said, "Remember me, remember me." So we're coming now to our final point. Something ain't right. I can't remember the song now. Something ain't right here, I mean. You've got the clowns to the left and right, but when the really wise is up. But thirdly, here I am, stuck in the middle for you. Stuck in the really original old English means someone who's pinioned down for you. The guy said, "Remember me," didn't he? And Jesus said, "Yes, I will." Jesus answered him, verse 43, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Again and again in this chapter, we hear words, king, kingdom. And the dying thief would have seen the inscription above his head, and in a few moments, he wouldn't believe his eyes, because he'd be safe. He'd be secure. Are you safe this morning? Do you know where you're going? When my grandfather passed away, he was grabbing my hand, forgive the personal illustration, and he said, I'm safe. I'm safe. That's what this is all about, you know. It's about a king who wants to bring you home. He wants you home with him, you see. Who is this man? His name is Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, isn't he? He came into the darkness. He interrupted your darkness. He lived a perfect life. He was kind to the loner. He spoke sign language to deaf people, telling them that he was doing it in the name of the Father. He breathed life. He made people better. He fed the poor. He dined with the outcasts. He was good with women. He was really kind to children, but he's the king. Only the King of Kings can grant you eternal peace this morning. The song says, doesn't it? Here I am. And you know in the Bible what I am means? I am that I am. He is God. But he's a man. And they killed him. He was taken to this hill, the dump. The Son of God was cut off. And some of you are already thinking, when is this Welshman going to shut up? You see, he was bearing every wrong thing you've ever done. My sin and my death. Did you notice what we just sang? Guilty, vile, and helpless we. Spotless, Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Can you say this morning, hallelujah, my Savior? He was dying in my place. Here I am, stuck in the middle for you. He took what I deserve, the wrath of God upon himself. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you, for you, whatever you want to put, he's there for you. His blood washes me clean. Here I am, stuck in the middle for you. And he invites you to paradise when you die. Here I am, stuck in the middle of you. That's real Christianity. Not just do good, although that's important too. Here I am, the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. Christ deserves a response this morning. Christ deserves your attention. For he is Messiah, the anointed one who proclaims liberty to the captives, who heals the brokenhearted and comforts you who are mourning. So to end, Good Friday, dydd Gwener y Groglith. I'm not speaking in tongues, I'm speaking Welsh. Dydd Gwener y Groglith is when we read Llyth y Grog, we read about the cross. Because on that cross, we see the mighty Christ, who didn't stay on the cross, by the way. Come back Sunday for part two. The mighty Son of God became a curse for you. And you know what they did? They stretched out his hands, didn't they? And that is the eternal symbol of here I am, stuck, pierced in the middle for you. All, you know that hymn, to finish now, all you that pass by, because you are passing by this morning, you're passing by the cross. Which one are you? Are you the clown? Are you the arrogant Jewish religious person? Are you the believing Jewish person? Are you the ladies who went with him all the way? All you that pass by, to Jesus draw nigh. To you, is it nothing that he should die? My ransom my peace. Do you know it? Your surety he is. Come, come see. If ever there was love, or sorrow rather, like this, if you forget anything this morning, remember the Lord Jesus Christ was stuck in the middle for you, for his name's sake. Amen.